to Couples Therapy in 7 Words. I am your co-host, Judy Alexander, and I'm here with my husband, Dr. Bruce Chalmer.
Well, hello, Judy, and hello, listeners. This is, I have to say, a rather urgent podcast. We've never done this before, but we were contacted by a couple in urgent need, and, you know, they weren't even able to wait for, you know, to get an appointment with some practitioner, be it me or someone else. And we decided we would use this time to help them directly. We've never done this before. And I have to say, I may be putting my license a little bit in jeopardy by trying this, but I think, you know, sometimes you just have to help people when they need help.
You just have to go out on that limb.
Yeah. So what we're going to do with this couple, they're in serious trouble, and we're going to interview them separately. It is a heterosexual couple, cisgendered heterosexual couple. So I'm going to interview the woman first, and then Judy, you can interview the man of the couple, and then, you know, we'll see how that goes and possibly, like, put them on at the same time and see what happens. So that's what we're going to try today. So let me introduce the woman of the couple. How does she pronounce that? Vashti. I think she said Vashti. It's pronounced Vashti. So let's welcome her in now. We'll patch through the connection. So Vashti, you contacted us, and let me welcome you to our podcast. What's going on?
Oh my God, Dr. Chalmer, I can't even tell you how awful things are. First of all, it's Queen Vashti. Queen Vashti, or you can call me Your Majesty. Either one is fine.
Sorry about that, Your Majesty. Yes, please do go on.
Well, it's very difficult because my husband, King Ahasuerus,
If I can pronounce that, but
we'll call him Aha.
Aha.
You know, if you can't say Ahasuerus. Anyway, he holds a party every single year, and he invites all his buddies to come to the palace, and all they do is drink and drink. I mean, not like a little bit. This is months and months of drinking and drunken revelry.
Well, you know, boys will be boys. I mean,
right. Well, you know, that's how I looked at it too. But, and here comes the big but, and I'm not talking about Ahasuerus's. I'm talking about this time he got the brilliant idea in his head that I should come and dance in front of him and all his fakakta drunken friends in nothing else but my crown. I ask you, is that a respectful thing to ask of your wife?
So I'm waiting to hear the problem you're describing. So far, you're talking about normal marital, you know, situations. So
you think that's not a problem when your husband wants you to dance naked in front of all his drunken friends?
I guess there are some women who would be hypersensitive about something like that. Have you had this trouble for a long time, that you tend to be like super sensitive to normal sorts of requests from a husband?
Well, you know, he's got a harem. He's got a lot of ladies, so I'm like the wife. You know, I'm the big wife. Mm-hmm. I'm the queen. I'm the one who carries the heir to the throne. So, well, I haven't carried one yet, but that be that as it may, I'm the one that is the queen. So if he wants to fool around with all those other harem ladies, that's fine. Why couldn't he ask one of the harem ladies to dance naked? I'm the wife. I'm supposed to be respected. Do you know how disrespectful that is to me?
I guess you find it very disrespectful.
I certainly do. Wouldn't you find it disrespectful if your wife said to you, Dr. Chalmer, get up and dance naked in front of all of my Hadassah ladies?
I don't. No, she's never actually done that. It would be kind of intriguing, I suppose, but she never actually has requested that. So,
well, yeah. I thought it was very disrespectful of me, so I don't want to do it. And he's threatening that if I don't do it, well, he doesn't. He's kind of stupid, but he's got some like crazy advisors, and you know, they have all kinds of weird stuff. So if I don't do it, they might even kill me, you know?
Oh,
I mean, like, the stakes are high here. This is not just something like, okay, don't do it, do it, don't do it. They could do stuff to me. They could torture me. They could put me in prison. They could do whatever they want.
Well, Vashti, Your Majesty, I should say, I can see why you find this a pretty urgent problem. I guess we probably ought to bring in your husband, I guess he would be the king then, right? If you're the queen.
Yeah, and don't forget to call him a king or your majesty, because he could do things to you that you didn't like either.
I'll have to make that point to Judy, you know, my co-host in the podcast, because she's going to be the one interviewing.
Oh, I like her. I listen to you. I like her very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you.
I like you too, but she's got something particular about her. I like. She's very warm.
She is that. That is very true. Well, I think we better invite the king in, and Judy's going to be interviewing him, and we'll see what he has to say. Let's hear his side of the story too.
So, well, I appreciate you giving me this airtime, because it's getting urgent here. Mm-hmm. He can't hold out much longer.
Yeah, I get that. Well, let's bring in the king. I'm going to turn it over to Judy now, who's going to be, she can invite the king in and introduce him.
So welcome back. I'm here with King Ahasuerus. So welcome, your majesty.
Well, hello. I'm happy to be here. Well, not happy to be here. I wish we didn't have to be here, but I guess if we have to be doing this, I'm glad to be doing it with you.
Well, we're so happy to have you on our show. As you know, it's called Couples Therapy in 7 Words, and our 7 words are be kind, don't panic, and have faith. And
what is this kind word? I'm not sure I understand the meaning of this word.
Well, it's being nice to your friends and your relatives and your wives and the people that are around you, treating them with niceness, with
you
being kind.
Said being nice to my wives. Where do you come from?
Well, in this case, your wife, Queen Vashti, we understand that she's in a little bit of a panic. Can you tell us a little bit about your side of the story?
Well, I'd be happy to. I mean, all I asked her to do was something. It's true, I haven't asked her to do it before, but it just occurred to me that it would be kind of fun as an entertainment for my friends when we're having our party, which we have every year. We have this big feast, and I've invited people from all over the place, a bunch of men, my good friends, a couple thousand of my closest buddies.
And tell us again what country you rule over.
Well, we're in Persia, in Shushan, the palace in Persia. And so...
Oh, so you get to play the palace.
Ooh, I'm asking her to play the palace. What do you think? So what am I expecting her to do? I tell her she should come out and mm-hmm. she should dance. And, she's got this nice tiara that I gave her.
Mm-hmm.
And this nice tiara looks good on her, especially if that's all she's wearing. Because, she's something of a knockout. What can I tell you? And she gets all high and mighty about this and says she's not going to do what I tell her to do. You do realize I am the king.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be the king.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. It was always good to be the king, because I figured that the people, especially like the women, are supposed to do what I tell her to do. Mm-hmm. And what does she do? She gets all high and mighty and she says she's not going to do it.
Well, could you understand? Let's look at this from the queen's perspective.
The queen's perspective. What is this idea of looking at it from somebody else's perspective?
Well, she might feel that she doesn't want to appear naked in front of all your friends. Maybe she wants to save her body just for somebody special like you.
Yeah, well, I haven't noticed that she's been particularly fussy about who she shows it to. I can't say that for sure. But, one of the qualifications for the job when I picked her out wasn't exactly that she was shy,
Mm-hmm.
So I can't exactly be so sure that she's not willing to share her charms with somebody else. I don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, what I was told by some of my advisors was that if I let her get away with this, all of a sudden, all over the country, what's going to happen? All the women are going to start standing up to their husbands, and it's going to be nothing but chaos, I tell you. So what am I supposed to do about this? I'm the king, I mean, I'm supposed to let this happen in my whole kingdom?
Hmm. Well, that is quite a problem. I can see that. But does it occur to you that Vashti might have some feelings too?
You keep talking about her feelings. I'm not quite sure I understand this concept. Maybe what we should do is just let us talk about this together with ourselves,
Maybe we should bring Dr. Chalmers in because he is the expert on relationships. So maybe we should bring in your wife and have the two of you talk a little bit together.
Well, we can try that. I'm not sure I think it's a great idea, but we got to do something about this. I mean, hey, you know, that's why you let us come on this program here, because we don't have time to find somebody else. So I suppose we can do with this Dr. Chalmer guy, and maybe he can help us.
Yeah, we'll bring in Bruce.
So you want me to do what?
Help this couple. I think we need to have the couple come in and talk a little bit because, well, let's just say the king has a little bit of a disconnect.
Well, we'll see what we can do. You know, that's often some of the work I do. It seems like I often have to kind of, especially for men, I think I have to translate, you know, what women are saying sometimes for the men, because, you know, I can sort of speak.
Well, you also have to remember he's from a different culture.
Yeah, that's true. We do have some cultural sensitivities
here. So there are cultural differences.
Yeah, we'll have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. So I guess we should patch them both in together so that they're both here on the call, and I'll intervene when I can, but why don't we just let the two of them speak for themselves first, and we'll see where it goes.
Okay. So we're here. We now have the king and queen with us, and so let's hear what you have to say.
Oh, well, I told you my story is that all he wants to do is have me dance naked in front of his disgusting drunk friends. And I don't want to be naked in front of all his drunk friends. And I am certainly not going to just dance around in my crown.
So I'm supposed to just let you say what you want to do and don't want to do, even though, you know, I'm the king. Yes, you're the queen. But, you know, the king is, you know, above the queen, right? That's the way it's supposed to be. Is that not the way it's supposed to be?
Well,
do you do things around here?
Well, you might be above me, but, you know, I can tell you something, buddy. There are certain things that I will and won't do, and that's one of them.
Well,
I draw the line.
Yeah, you draw the line. How are you supposed to draw the line? And I'm supposed to let people all over the kingdom, I'm supposed to let women draw the line against their husbands? It's
well, you can tell mess. You can tell the men that they have to start treating their wives with a little bit more respect.
Oh, I can tell the men then, and how they're going to view me. They're going to.
I don't care how they view you.
Well, the next thing you know,
they'll say, "Oh, what a great guy! He's listening to his wife."
Oh, they're going to say that for sure. That's how they always talk. And you know what they're going to do is they're going to come after me and cut my head off and put somebody else on the throne. Did you ever think of that?
Well,
and then
not
where
if
are you going to be, Vashti?
Well,
huh?
Their wives will tell you, no, don't do that to him. He's like the best king we ever had.
So maybe this would be a good time for me to intervene a little bit, if I can offer a little bit of assistance here. Vashti, I understand.
Queen Vashti.
I do beg your pardon, of course, Queen Vashti. I understand that you have some reluctance to doing what your husband is asking of you.
Reluctance? You bet your ass it is.
Well.
Oops.
Yeah. So I understand that is you're finding that somewhat objectionable. I also understand that your husband has some is worried about his status if you defy him. I think that's how that goes.
Worried about my status? What are you talking about? They're going to come cut my head off and they're going to put somebody else on the throne who's stronger. What am I supposed to do about that?
Well, I can see you are having some problems around this. Not quite sure how you can resolve this. This might be the kind of thing that, you know, if you've listened to other podcasts, then you might find that this falls under the heading of a deal breaker, you know?
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, this is a problem, because how do we resolve this between the king and the queen?
I can tell you how we resolve this between the king and the queen. The king wins. That's how we resolve this. If she won't do what I want to do, all I have to do is banish her.
Well, I'll move home to my mother.
Well,
she never liked you in
mother.
The first place. She couldn't stand you. She said, "Are you sure you want to marry that idiot?"
Well, you go home to your mother, and then I'm going to find somebody else who's going to be a decent queen to me. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, you good luck. Good luck finding somebody who'll put up with your crap.
I know there's some people around.
Let's just take it down a step, your majesties. And is there something that you can come to, some conclusion that the two of you can come to together where you're not yelling at each other?
It strikes me completely silent. If I don't know how to yell at her, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to tell her what she's supposed to do? She's the queen and I'm the king.
Well, that is a difficult problem you have there, your majesties. I think, as I say, I don't like, Judy, when we've done this, you know, we've talked about this, when I'm working with couples that are having a hard time,
mm-hmm.
it's not up to me to tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, sometimes it does reach the level where it might be a deal breaker.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me that the two of them can't come to any kind of mutually beneficial conclusion. It might just be a good idea for Vashti to move back home with her mother.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be that. I just hope that Ahasuerus, and we should tell our listeners, we have them on hold so they're not hearing us reflect on this discussion before we get back to them.
Mute button is a good thing sometimes.
Mute button is a very good thing. It may just be that when Vashti moves home, you know, to her mother and the king, you know, has a chance to cool down, maybe they'll each have a chance to, you know, to find somebody better and get on with things. I am a little worried about, you know, Vashti seems like she's intelligent and has a good sense of herself. I'm a little worried about the king's capacity for, self-reflection.
Mm, yeah.
I think he might be really susceptible to influences from, you know, some other people that might lead him down a bad path.
Yeah, he certainly doesn't seem like he's a take-charge kind of guy. He's listening to too many advisors, and that could get him and a lot of the kingdom into a lot of trouble.
You know, I would worry about that. You know, you got one really bad advisor,
mm-hmm.
and he starts, you know, suggesting things to him, and he sounds like he might just go along with some bad influence. Mm-hmm. And so I am a little worried about that. But, you know, there's only so much we can do.
Right.
So I think we better bring them back in and let them know what we think about the situation. You think so?
I think so.
So why don't you go ahead and patch them back in.
Okay, your majesties, you're now back with us.
So what do you think we ought to do, huh? We come here, we're trying to get some help. I'm not quite sure what we ought to do here.
Well, like Bruce said, he doesn't usually tell people what they should do, but we think that Vashti had a good suggestion.
You're on her side, like everybody else. Like, right?
Oh, come off it. They're not on sides.
They're just taking sides.
No, we're not taking sides. What we're trying to do is to calm down a volatile situation right now. So it might be best for Vashti to go to her mom's, at least for a little while, till things cool down.
I'll tell you what a little while is. She's going to be not queen anymore. That's what a little while. She's going to be banished from
the
court.
Well, that's fine with me. If I don't have to see your disgusting drunken face every day, that's fine with me.
I just want to invite you to sort of, each of you, you know, take a couple breaths and calm down a little bit and see if you can... I understand, you know, breaking up is hard to do, as the song says, that will be written, you know, in a couple thousand years from now. But if you can calm down a bit, you'll, sometimes it is the best thing to do to break up and see if you can each do better on your life apart rather than together. So, well, they seem to have left. I don't know.
Wow, that was, oof. Have you come across a lot of couples like that in your office?
I'm happy to say no, not very often. I do deal with lots of couples who are having serious conflict. That
mm-hmm.
has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the men of the couple, I mean, they might be kind of what we would call, you know, old-fashioned in their thoughts, but not usually quite to the extent of Ahasuerus. But, you know, I haven't ever dealt with a royal couple before. I've dealt with some folks that might have thought themselves that way, but I have mm-hmm. not actually dealt with couples that have the official title. So, you know, the rules might be a bit different.
Sure,
and there's
that sense of entitlement too, because when you're the king and the queen, basically you are entitled. You can do anything you want.
Yeah. Well, I hope it works out okay for them. And listeners, I hope this was an okay experience for you to hear this little bit of an experiment. I don't know if we should do this again, Judy. We'll have to...
That was tough, having a really fighting couple like that. I don't think we should subject our listeners to that again.
No. I would suggest, though, that if listeners are interested in how the story turns out, they might find some, you know, because they're a royal couple, I suspect their story is going to be written up pretty heavily in the press.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might find a description of this you can go listen to if there's some places coming up that will do a public reading of their story. It does tend to happen in a lot of places coming up pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, the 14th of Adar.
14th of Adar. Yeah, that tends to be when that story is going to be read. So I do invite listeners to check that out. It is a disturbing story in some ways. And so there are some people who advise that when you listen to this story that you help yourself out with some refreshments that may help you relax and, you know, take care of disturbing parts, and you'll be a little more relaxed if you enjoy your favorite beverage as you hear the story. So I hope listeners will do that, and we'll be getting back to our regular podcast format after this, but we thought this was, you know, an important thing to do for an emergency podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So until next time,
remember, be kind,
don't panic,
and have faith.